Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're beginning the fifth parak of Maseches Temura. So this goes back to something we learned in the second parak, that the ubar of a chulin animal can be makdish as a karban, even though the chulin animal itself is not a karban, just the ubar is a karban. So we're going to talk about those halachos. How do you make the fetus a karban without the mother having kedusha of a karban? So ketzad marim malabachar, how can you come up with a good harama to not have to give your bechar to a kohen, and so you could use it for yourself? If let's say you have an animal that's pregnant with its first offspring, Omer, you say, whatever's in the firstborn, I am hereby designated as a carbon ola, meaning the baby inside this mommy, I'm designated as a carbon ola. So then if it gives birth to a male, so your makrav is a carbon ola, and you don't have to give it to as a bechar, because it only gets kedushas bechar at birth, but this already was preempted with kedushas ola. And if you have a pregnant chatas and you don't want the offspring to become aser as soon as it's born as a vlad chatas, so what you do is when it's still pregnant, say that the fetus inside should be a shlamim. So yalda nekeva tikra shlamim, and then if it taka gives birth to a nekeva, then it's going to be a shlamim. Im zachar ola im nekeva zivchei shlamim. So if you said that if it's a male offspring, it's an ola, and if it's a female, let it be shlamim. Yaldo zachar unekeva, and it has both male and a female. Hazachar yikravolav anekeva tikrav shlamim. So they're both going to be true. Mishnah Beis. Yolda Shnei Zucharim, if it gave birth to two males, Echad Mehem Yikrav Ola, one of them you could be Makrav as an Ola, Vasheni Yimachar L'Chayav Ola, and the other one you sell to people who have a Chiyuv to bring a Karban Ola, V'dam of Chulin, but the money that you get for selling it is going to be Chulin. Yolda Shnei Nekevos, if it gave birth to two Nekevos, Achaz Mehem Tikrav Shlamim, so one of them you bring as a Shlamim, Vasheni Yimachar L'Chayav Shlamim U'dameh Chulin, and the other one you sell for people who are Chayav Karban Shlamim, and you could use that money for Chulin. Yolda Tumtum of androgynous, if it gives birth to a tumtum or androgynous, Rav Shimon Amri Alomer in kedusha chal alehin, then they have no kedusha because they're not ra'ui to be used as a karban at all. So to review what we learned today in Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph, we said that you could do a harama on a bechor because if it's the animal is pregnant, you say that whatever is in this the fetus, if it's a male, should be a karban ola. So therefore, if it gives birth to a male, it becomes a karban ola, and that preempts the kedushas bechor. And if it's in a keva, you say it should be a carbon shlamim, and if it gives birth to a keva, it becomes a shlamim. And if you say if it's a male, let it be an ola, and if it's in a keva, let it be a shlamim, and it gives birth to both a male and a female, so the male is an ola and the female is a shlamim. And then in Mishnah Beis we said if it gives birth to two males, one of them will be an ola, the other one you sell for those who need an ola, and you can use the money for whatever you want. If it gives birth to nekevos, one of them is a shlamim, and the other one you sell to anybody who needs a shlamim, and you could do with the money whatever you want. And it gives birth to Tumtum androgynous, so Rav Shmuel Gamliel says that it has no kedusha whatsoever. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel.